if you market to marketers, I can guarantee you that 100% of the audience you're going to reach on MPN are marketers, because that's all we do. We only do shows about marketing. So you're not going to buy an ad on Joe Rogan because 6.2% of his audience identifies marketing as an interest. You're going to, you know, have ads that every time they appear, 100% of the people listening are potentially in your target audience because you market to marketers.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now, I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast. Hey, hey, Kindred speakers. The smart Jason Falls is back on the show today. Jason and I spoke way back on episode 19 about influence versus influencer marketing when his new book, Winfluence, launched. And today we're going to pull back the curtain on something else. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes look at the new marketing podcast network that Jason founded and is the executive creator of. Marketing with Empathy, this show, is a part of MPN, and you've probably noticed new ads and mentions of MPN here lately. So we're going to do what marketers do best and share the backstory about MPN. What is this podcast network about? Who does it serve? Why was it created? Who could it help? How can it be a part of your business strategies potentially? And along with that, we're going to talk about just the influence that podcast networks in general can have for your business. A few episodes ago, I talked about if your brand should have a podcast itself and why podcasts are so incredibly influential for your audience. So if you missed that one, scroll through here, look back about a month or so earlier, and you'll see that episode. So more on Jason Falls and MPN after a word from our sponsors.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Heiler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Okay. So Jason Falls, in case you don't know him, is a man of many things. He is, like I mentioned, the executive producer of the Marketing Podcast Network. He's a leading digital strategist at Cornette, author of 3 books, including the newest one that I mentioned called Winfluence, Reframing Influencer Marketing to Ignite Your Brand. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. He's a popular keynote speaker and thinker in the digital and social media marketing space, podcast host of 2 podcasts, including Winfluence, the Influence Marketing Podcast. He's been noted as a top influencer in the social tech and marketing space by Forbes, Entrepreneur, Advertising Age, and others. And several years ago, Forbes named him one of 10 business leaders that all entrepreneurs should follow on Twitter, alongside Richard Branson and Mark Cuban. Pretty good company. All right. Welcome to the show, Jason. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be back, Sarah. Good to talk to you.
I know. Wonderful. And today we're going to be talking about a little something different, kind of, than the last time you were here. Last time you were on the show, we were talking all about influence marketing, your new book that had just launched. Congratulations. But I wanted to have you on today because you and I actually have been kind of working on something along with a lot of other marketers. And my listeners have been hearing me in some ads and some mention around this new thing called Marketing Podcast Network. And the show, Marketing with Empathy, this show is now part of Marketing Podcast Network. And so I wanted to have you on because obviously my audience is a bunch of marketers and content marketers that are working at corporations or they're business owners, and they come here for brand storytelling and content marketing advice. And I wanted to have you on, Jason, because I wanted to share a little bit about like the backstory of MPN and how it newly got started, you know, what it is, kind of the benefit for everyone listening, but then also for I have a lot of, since everyone on works for companies, I also wanted to think about this in the lens of influence marketing as well, in terms of how can podcast networks potentially be a nice fit for all of you listening to amplify your company messages through, to better reach the target audiences that you're trying to reach. So kind of gonna give like a behind the scenes, how the sausage is made, but then also be thinking with your marketing hats on in your own companies, like how things like this may be really helpful for your own company. So like with that setup then, Jason, like, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, you're the executive producer of Marketing Podcast Network, and you had this really great idea that you had reached out to a bunch of us on saying, hey, I have this idea. What do you guys think? And so like, let's start there. Like, give us the like summary and the details of like, what is Marketing Podcast Network?
Sure. So, you know, I think it really goes back to the underlying point of any podcast network, in my personal opinion, is podcasting is often a very lonely pursuit. It's typically an individual who's passionate about a subject. You know, maybe they're doing it for their business, maybe they're doing it for fun or pleasure, but even internally within companies, the people who are in charge of the podcast oftentimes do it, and most of their coworkers don't realize it's happening. They don't necessarily have an awareness of it or listen to it or are as enthusiastic about it, at least. I mean, I've been doing a podcast for Cornette for two and a half, three years now, and I think maybe a handful of people in the agency even realize it's there. So it can be a very lonely pursuit. And I think, you know, a podcast network from a very high level is set up to do one of two things. Primarily, podcast networks are set up for revenue share for advertising. And so you're able to, you know, put together a bunch of different network or bunch of different podcasts into a network, and then you have more downloads and more audience to sell ads to. Now that can be the network itself sells the ads, or because the podcast sort of ecosystem is very mature now, you've got platforms like Megaphone.fm, which is a hosting platform. It's owned by Spotify. And so what they do is they drop network ads, or they give you the opportunity to drop network advertisements as dynamic insertions within your podcast. So essentially, for you podcasters out there who don't know what that means, you go into your MP3 file once you upload it to your hosting provider, and you basically find the timestamp within the show that you want to put an advertisement. It could be at the beginning or the end, or it could be in the middle. You find the timestamp and you literally just click a button, and it inserts a little marker, a little flag within that audio file that tells Megaphone, your hosting provider, if it is Megaphone, it could be others, when the podcast plays to that point, push pause, and then insert whatever commercial you want to insert based on the settings that the host has and the network has. And that's a way of getting basically passive income from your podcast. So you as the podcaster don't have to go sell those ads. You don't have to do any of the administrative work behind those ads. They're just inserted into your show if you opt into that. You don't have to, obviously, depending upon the network. So, and basically these advertisers are like Chevrolet and Jack Daniels and, you know, Sony and all these, you know, big movie studios and whatnot that have podcast advertising budgets. And they'll pay out about, you know, $10 to $15 CPMs, cost per 1,000 downloads or 1,000 listens. And you can make, you know, a little bit of money on that. Now, nobody is going to get rich off of dynamic ad inserts in podcast networks because the CPMs are like 10, you know, 10 bucks. So you have to have thousands and thousands of M's to make any real money.
Yes.
But if you have a bunch of smaller podcasts connected together, then you can actually have a reasonable revenue for the network coming in. And depending upon how you split that up, you know, people can make, you know, maybe a car payment if they're really, you know, really good and have a lot of downloads and have a good network. So it's most podcast networks are set up to monetize the podcasts through some sort of advertising platform. But the other reason that you start or that you join a podcast network is for cross promotion and, you know, being a part of a community where you share resources, you share ideas, things like that. And so those two ideas kind of collided for me because I was trying to build both the Digging Deeper podcast for Cornette, but then also Winfluence, the influence marketing podcast, which is my primary, you know, sort of solo project podcast that's not related to Cornette directly. And I was trying to find how can I grow more listeners. So I joined a podcast network, and the promise was I would get a share of advertising revenue if I used ads in my show, and that I would be cross promoted to all these other business podcasts. And in about 18 months of being on that network, I never saw either one. I didn't see any revenue, and nobody was cross promoting me. So I got kind of mad and decided to start one of my own. And that's kind of where the idea came from. I was like, surely to goodness, I can figure out how to do this. And I did. And then I turned around to people like you and said, hey, you've got a great marketing podcast. I don't know if you're interested in monetizing it, but if you are, I've got a method that we can do that if we join forces. But more importantly, especially for small niche podcasts, which most marketing podcasts are, I've got a way for us to cross promote one another automatically to each other's network so that we can kind of grow together organically. And those two selling points, I think, kind of got a lot of heads nodding. And that's kind of where the Marketing Podcast Network started.
It definitely did. And so, you know, this is newer, but it's been growing really fast. And what was so appealing was just what you said, like, absolutely. Like, this is my second year of my podcast. It was actually in my annual plan this year to figure out monetization around the podcast and kind of how I wanted to think about that as part of my ecosystem. And when you reached out, I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I love being a part of it because of what you've created, but also because as a marketer, I was curious, right? And we're always curious as marketers and like, let's play this out. Let's see how it is. What can we learn from it? How can we grow it? And so it has been really amazing to create. Now you have helped create this whole network of all of us niche marketing podcasters and that reach all these different audiences that are interested in various different marketing topics, right? Across all of our different channels. So what are we up to now? Like, how many podcasts are in the group?
We have officially 30 podcasts are sort of load, or I'm sorry, 29 podcasts are in the system. I think 27 of them are actually live and publishing. There's a couple that are still sort of in development that are sort of loaded in the system and ready to go. As soon as they start uploading content and publishing it, they'll be there. Yeah. So we've got almost 30, and that is, I believe, out of the 30, I believe there's 20. There might be 30. There might be 30 podcasters because we've got a couple of people who have two shows. Like, I have two shows. Seth Goldstein has two shows, but then we have a couple of podcasts that have co-hosts. So they have multiple hosts. So I think we may have 30 or 32 people involved in the network, and they range from, folks like, Sean, the SEO geek, Sean Swaim, who is an SEO guy. He's got a new episode out today, to certainly Marketing with Empathy. But then we've got niche topics like, influencer marketing, for my show. We also have Entrepreneur's Enigma, Seth Goldstein, On Brand with Nick Westergaard. So there's this really wide range of shows. So if you're interested in very specific pieces of the marketing puzzle, we've got shows that address most of those. Certainly trying to recruit for some more because we've got some areas and some topics that aren't necessarily covered real well, in my opinion. But then we also, have, sort of those, the broad marketing strategy buckets are all covered pretty well. We've got strategists, we've got branding, we've got influencer, we've got digital SEO, we've got the business of podcasting with Chris Hines, which is a great show to teach people how to monetize their podcast. So we've got a really nice variety of shows that's pretty interesting. And so if you're interested in marketing at a high level, you come to MPN and you've just got this cornucopia menu of shows to choose from to listen to.
Yeah. And since you mentioned that, like, where would they go to look for MPN? Like, how would they find that list and what the shows are?
So the best place is marketingpodcasts.net. So pretty easy to remember there, marketingpodcasts.net. So the Marketing Podcast Network, that makes sense. But if you use tools like Listen Notes or Podchaser, if you're kind of a podcasting geek and you like to have playlists and all that kind of stuff on a platform that you don't necessarily have to download episodes to your phone, Podchaser is one of my favorite ones. We have a Marketing Podcast Network list there. So you can just search for Marketing Podcast Network. And when we add new shows, I'll add them to the list. So everybody's all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then Jason, like, since you specialize in influence marketing with your book, Winfluence, that you mentioned in your podcast called Winfluence, which we've talked about previously on this show. So I kind of want to dissect like the influence marketing potential of this group of marketing experts within MPN for people who are listening too. And I want to talk about it because, like I said, as content marketers, we're always looking for ways to better engage our audiences, both in like the stories we create and the places that we share these stories to attract more people to our brand. And podcast networks like MPN might be the right group to influence your company's audience, right? So what would you say is like, if we flip it then, like we've talked about the benefit of being in MPN and like kind of how it came to be, but like what is the benefit of like from the outside of partnering with a podcast network group like MPN?
Sure. So, you know, we've got, as I mentioned, we've got around 30 marketing podcasters in varying degrees of size shows. We've got some, you know, fairly decent size shows for the marketing niche, but then we also have some smaller shows too. But we have 30 different people. And if you are a business or a brand, you could, there's a couple ways that you can kind of be involved with MPN. And I think they're both very, very relevant to what you're trying to accomplish as a business. Obviously, the easy one is you can become a direct advertiser on MPN. And so I mentioned earlier sort of the dynamic network insertions from the Spotify audience network through Megaphone, which is you know, the $10 CPM ads. And that's the Chevrolets of the world and so on and so forth. Well, I also, as the executive producer of MPN, can go into our platform and say, okay, instead of running that network spot for the big Spotify audience network, I'm going to replace that spot this month with a direct sale advertisement. So you can come to me directly and say, hey, I want to advertise on MPN. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, if you market to marketers, I can guarantee you that 100% of the audience you're going to reach on MPN are marketers, because that's all we do. We only do shows about marketing. So you're not going to buy an ad on Joe Rogan because 6.2% of his audience identifies marketing as an interest. You're going to, you know, have ads that every time they appear, 100% of the people listening are potentially in your target audience because you market to marketers. So for the software as a service platforms, for agencies, for the other professional services and businesses out there and vendors that market to brand managers, VPs of marketing, et cetera, we are a really cost-effective way to reach them with your message. And we have a variety of different ways you can do that. You can just, you know, buy a regular podcast ad that is an insertion. It sounds like a network insertion, but it's yours, and it's a lot cheaper than you would have to go through big networks to get to because we're not as big. We also do have the opportunity to upgrade and have each of our hosts, as you've listeners to this show have probably heard Sarah talk about some products here in the last few months. Well, those are host read ads that, you know, that our hosts will record. And then we actually will also go, you know, if a sponsor is interested in it, they'll have, we have a few hosts that will agree to actually basically doing a live kind of, or not live, but while they're recording their show, actually have a conversation about the product as opposed to just doing a 30-second recording. So we have different tiers that you can get involved and whatever's relevant to your brand, or your message, and you can get it out there to a wide variety of people, but 100% marketers. And there's not very many places where you can guarantee that 100% of the audience listening is going to be in your target as marketers. Mm-hmm. Yep. The other way that companies can get involved, which I think is a heck of a lot more interesting and appealing if I were a brand or whatnot, if you have a podcast of your own, your podcast can also be a marketing podcast network podcast. Now, when you do that, you join just like anybody else would join. You don't necessarily opt into the ad network because we know brands and companies with their own podcasts probably don't want to put other brands and companies' ads on their show. But you basically, I can't charge you I can't resell Megaphone hosting, but I can include it as part of a membership package. And so when you become a member of Marketing Podcast Network as a vendor member, you pay us basically for a hosting fee and to be a member of the network, and you get to be put on our network. You get to be put on the website with all the other thought leadership marketing shows. You get that association with MPN and the trusted podcasters that are on our network. And then you also get the cross promotion that comes with it. So we each record a 30-second promo for our own shows that automatically air. There's every show agrees to play one at the end of their show, a post-roll promotion for another Marketing Podcast Network show. So even the vendors can be involved in that, to where the Marketing Podcast Network audiences are going to hear your show promo in rotation with everyone else's. So there's benefits for companies to be involved with it as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. And it is another layer, I think, of your I talk about brand storytelling and content marketing plans here, but it's another layer to think about: who do you want to reach? Who has influence in those categories? And just like Jason said, if you're trying to reach marketers or marketing professionals in some way, this is a great community for that. I mean, like you said, 100% of everyone's podcast is reaching marketers in some way. And it is, it's been like such a brilliant idea, Jason. I've been just really enjoying this process and going through it, but it is why folks like you've started hearing now this year, I've started having ad insertions into my show, because I am part of the Marketing Podcast Network and I wanted to, kind of peel back the onion, right? And look at the layers of what's been going on in the background. As I grow and as we all grow and are trying to advance our businesses and engage our customers and drive better results for our businesses, this is another layer that you can think about. And I know a lot of you work for consumer brands that are listening right now and consumer products. And just like Jason said, like if you're trying to reach like professionals in like a marketing setting or just even pure professionals, this is a great community to be thinking about for that. So not making this like a sales show or anything like that, but like we wanted to open it up as an opportunity just in case the light bulb goes off as you're listening to this, to be like, oh, okay, that's how they did that. That's really interesting. I'm curious about from my brand's perspective or the different ways that Jason just mentioned that this could be another lever that you could pull if it, you know, if any of those things resonate with what you're trying to do in your organization.
Well, and let's take it out of the context of, you know, a veiled sort of endorsement of Marketing Podcast Network. Yeah. Forget about the MPN for a minute. Think about your brand storytelling. Podcasting obviously is a powerful platform to do that. Mm-hmm. You know that or you wouldn't be listening to this show. So if you are building a podcast for your business, and let's say your target is not marketers, that's okay. There are other marketing podcast networks out there, or I'm sorry, other podcast networks out there that you can plug into, maybe within your vertical, within your industry. There are, and if there isn't one, then start one. Because if you can find, you know, like-minded, maybe, you know, maybe not competitors, but maybe competitors, depending upon, you know, how you want to do it. If you can find like-minded related businesses that want to reach similar or the same audience than you, as you have, and it makes sense for you to be cross-promoted to their audience and their audience to be cross-promoted to your audience, now all of a sudden you can put together a little network of shows where you have this agreement, hey, we're going to promote each other. And even if it's just that informal, let's promote each other and have each other on each other's shows and whatnot to help sort of spread our messages to other audiences. If you can find some like-minded people to do that, you've got a podcast network. Mm-hmm. And it can work for you. And so it can, not only can podcasting help you tell your brand story in compelling ways, but you can find other similar podcasts that are not necessarily competitive that can help you get your message to audiences very similar to the ones that you want to reach. And so this isn't really something that you just need to think about in terms of MPN. It's how can I extend my storytelling through podcasting? And then how can I find ways to grow the audience for those stories by connecting to like-minded podcasts? And so, you know, if you are in the automotive business, and that's, you know, what you sell, and maybe you don't sell cars, maybe you sell parts, maybe you're, you know, in some sort of wholesale manufacturing role within the automotive industry, think of all of the different types of businesses in the automotive industry that are not competitors of yours, and go seek out ones that have podcasts and say, hey, let's help each other out here. Let's plug ourselves in together. And again, doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to do crazy hosting. You don't have to do ad inserts. You don't have to be formal about it. You can just have a little Facebook group or LinkedIn group or even Slack channel and say, hey, let's just trade ideas from time to time and help each other out. So it's a great way. Podcasting and seeking out podcast networks of some sort is just a great way to help promote your story, promote your business, extend the storytelling to the audience you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So it's so great too. And then you were saying that, I think what's really great about this, I was just a few days ago, I was on a live webinar. I don't know if you know who they are, but Joshua B. Lee and Rachel Lee on LinkedIn. And they were talking about kind of this web 3.0 and this whole thing of like the 3.0 version of the web is really where we as consumers and as brands, we're kind of taking back some of the control in our own hands versus being at the whim and mercy of all these humongous outlets. And it only has to be the way that they have it. It only has, like Facebook, for example, right? It only has to be the way that it is. And that there's so many more ways that we can think about how to customize and create it to our benefit, right? And so that's exactly what you've done, Jason, by pulling together the Marketing Podcast Network is you saw a need, you had a previous experience, it didn't pan out, you were like, I could probably do this, which kudos to you, man, for doing that. It's been amazing. And you have. And I think from a podcast advertising perspective, you know, from I've started doing more research in the podcast ad space, and you know, from larger brands generally, obviously you're looking for the right fit and the right topics and things like that. But a lot of the ad revenue dollars go to a very small percentage of the podcasts that are out there. It's usually like the really biggies. Mm-hmm. But these niche networks, like think about that with your storytelling, strategic content marketing plans is just like Jason said, think about these smaller niche opportunities where they may be smaller, but they're really high quality and you're going to get a much higher engagement rate. You're going to get a much likelihood for a much better return because you know that everyone that you're reaching is exactly who you want. So I think it's interesting right now to kind of think about that and not always be so fixated on the biggest shows.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I have a kind of an addiction to a really good friend of mine's podcast, Tom Webster. He just announced a couple of weeks ago that he's leaving Edison Research after, I think, 18 years or something like that.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Wow.
Yeah, he's moving on to another position to, you know, basically carve out more real estate and revenue for everyone in the podcast space. That's his real passion. But his podcast, which is called I Hear Things. And if you're interested in geeking out about the podcast industry, the radio industry, audio production, that kind of thing, he's just a real good thought leader in the space to follow. And he was talking a few weeks ago about the difference between, you know, the podcasting space has been gobbled up in a lot of ways in the last 5 years by the big media companies, you know, so yeah. You've got your Wonderies and you've got your iHearts and you've got your Sirius and you've got your Spotify's and all that good stuff. And they're kind of, they're becoming, you know, program creators as well as hosting platforms in the case of a Spotify. And those are where, as you know, as you were saying, Sarah, that's where the most of the advertising dollars go to the mega podcasts that have hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode or per month or whatever. And us little folks, us independent podcasters who aren't necessarily directly affiliated with any, you know, big company like that or big network like that, you know, we're kind of left to, you know, to just kind of pick up the loose change of people falling off those bigger podcast listenerships and fill some gaps here and there. And I think what Tom was saying in that episode a few episodes back on his podcast was, there has to be a path, there has to be a way for the independent podcaster to not only survive with a podcast, but actually thrive and make money and be able to monetize what they're doing and be able to provide those gap-filling shows and content that the larger networks are not meeting the needs of their consumers with. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's where a podcast network like the Marketing Podcast Network falls in. Like, we are there to say, hey, we're small, we're independent, but we can still band together and have a little bit of a collaborative environment where we can support one another and help one another, not necessarily to combat the big networks. We're never going to have that kind of budget, those kind of resources, but at least to provide support and encouragement and promotions for each other. And that's, I think, one of the steps, not the only step, but one of the many steps that will help smaller niche podcasts survive.
Beautiful. Okay. So before we wrap up then, Jason, anything else you want to add that we haven't covered yet? Or do you think we got it all?
I think that covers the podcast network piece of things. And the only other thing I would say, you know, back to the Marketing Podcast Network, on influence, because I think this is a subtopic that's interesting to think about. If you are a business or brand who wants to reach marketers, advertising on MPN is great. We love that because that's revenue for us. And that's kind of one of the reasons we're all together. But if you want to join the Marketing Podcast Network as a vendor and be part in that, you know, circle of friends, if you will, you're literally in the community, in the circle of friends. And so if you really value getting on Sarah's show as, you know, an advertiser, or you really value getting on, you know, getting Nick Westergaard to talk about you, or you really value the four immediate release guys, you know, Shell and Neville talking about you on their show. If you're plugged into MPN, you're in the community. You're part of this group of friends that are there to support and help one another. So there's a lot of internal influence that you can sort of manufacture just being plugged into a community like that. And that works on MPN, and it will also work on the other podcast networks that are out there that might be more relevant to your business.
Beautiful. Okay. So if people are interested in learning more about MPN, head to the website that Jason mentioned, marketingpodcast.net, podcast with an S.
With an S, podcasts.net.
Yeah. Podcast. Okay. Marketingpodcast.net. Yeah. And then how else can they connect with you, Jason?
I'm Jason Falls everywhere. So at Jason Falls on all the social networks, Jason@JasonFalls.com is my email address. I'm all over the place. There's a politician in North Carolina named Jason Falls who does not like me, but that's what you get for being second to the internet for the name and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming back on the show and talking through this, Jason. This was really great to get to talk through.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'm glad all your listeners are enjoying what you're doing with MPN, and I'm glad to have them along for the ride.
Beautiful. Okay, guys, that wraps up today. So until next time, Kindred Speakers. High fives for finishing another episode. When faced with an obstacle, you're the type of person who gets better instead of bitter. I hope you feel creatively inspired and invite you to check back often for more goodness from me and my guest. If you want more actionable advice and inspiration, head over to kindredspeak.com for show notes, all discount codes from today's episode, and to sign up for my newsletter. Subscribe now to the Marketing with Empathy podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcast. And if you'd be so kind, will you please leave me a review? This helps my podcast get noticed by others. Keep smiling.